Film is a powerful medium, and almost since its inception has been used for more than entertainment purposes. Moving images are also a tool for education and advocacy, allowing us to explore corners of our society that we're largely insulated from. I'm Charles Horak, and you're listening to On Film. The new web series, The Whole, explores America's relationship to punishment and incarceration, especially the use and effects of solitary confinement within our prison system. Jennifer Fisher is the producer of the series, and I'm happy to have her back on the program. Good morning.
Good morning.
I should mention you're joining us by phone from L.A., where you're partners with Ramon Hamilton and Think 10 Media Group. And Ramon Hamilton wrote and directed the pilot of the series, and you are the series producer. The last time you were on the show, I think it was a little over a year ago, for a very intense claustrophobic feature film about a woman and child who were smuggled into the U.S., and now you've got this film about the prison system and solitary confinement. I'm wondering if there's a pattern emerging here of dealing with people on the margins and confinement.
Definitely. We joke that every film we make is going to take place in a small box, but that's just a joke. It's more that Think 10 Media Group is really focused on doing exactly what you said, bringing forward those voices that are not being heard, stories that are on the margins, that are often shut out, and shedding light for people on these realities that they may not always be aware of or may not have opportunities to really know and understand. And we want to humanize those experiences and hopefully foster empathy for many of the people that often just get overlooked or forgotten or misunderstood.
Yeah, it's too easy for audiences to sort of pigeonhole those people and think of them monolithically. And I guess you put a face and a human backstory to those issues.
Exactly. It's one thing to talk about things theoretically or to debate policy, but it's another thing to just look at the people that are actually influenced and affected by the issues that everybody discusses. And definitely with Smuggled, one of the things we heard most often from audience members is, I never thought about it from the person's perspective. I thought about what should we do about dreamers and what should we do about these policies, but I never thought about the people that were actually experiencing these things. And we're hearing the same things with The Whole, that people never thought about really what would it mean to be in an isolation unit, what would it mean to be in solitary confinement. People are shocked that the lights are on the whole time. I think that was one of the things that I was shocked about, just in terms of the nuts and bolts of it, is that the lights are always on. I was thinking of it as a dark place, but it's exactly the opposite. The lights are always on, and it's never quiet. So those were things that, just on a textual, tangible things that people are taking away and going, wow, I just never understood what this really was, if they even knew it existed at all. In this case, with Smuggled, people know that that immigration and undocumented immigration happens, but with The Whole, we're finding there's a whole lot of people that don't even know that people are placed in isolation units for 23 out of 24 hours a day for years and years. So that's definitely something that we're bringing into awareness and consciousness for a lot of viewers.
And I think that confinement issue is one that's even further out of sight, out of mind for us as a society. And I know in your press package you make the point that, and in your other literature around the series, that the U.S. is, from a per capita point of view, have the largest incarceration rate in the world.
We have 5% of the world's population, but 25% of the world's prison population, and 80,000 estimates are that there are 80,000 men, women, and children in solitary confinement on any given day in the U.S., and I always say children so people understand this is also affecting juveniles and often people awaiting trial. So it's not the Hannibal Lecters that I think all of us believe, like, well, they only do that for the most extreme. It's certainly not that, we've discovered. We've spoken, we've worked with, on this project, individuals who have lived these experiences, and it is not the Hannibal Lecters. It's a very, unfortunately, common experience. As people have watched the pilot episode and reached out to us, we've really learned that almost every person we've talked to who's ever been incarcerated has been in isolation at some point during that incarceration. Just speaking to how common it is, and that was something we were really surprised.
The pilot episode of your web series certainly very quickly gets to, I think, moves the viewer into experiencing a little bit of what that might like, the starkness, the confinement, the banality of it. And as your main character begins to try to identify unique aspects of his very small cell, things like a crack in the cement or a drip of a faucet or a smudge on a door, help to break the monotony of this box he's in.
Absolutely, absolutely. Anything that can be a point of engagement becomes important because it's...
But that only lasts so long, of course. The psychological erosion that happens when you put a human being in a small space like that, your pilot already moves us very quickly through those stages that he goes through. You can only walk around the cell so many times. You can only do push-ups so many times before your mind just needs something to engage with.
Yes, and that's what we've wanted to do. We wanted people to really feel it, to really try to be able to place themselves inside that cell and feel what that would feel like and truly understand the psychological deprivation and the mental breakdown that happens when you're placed in such an extreme situation.
You have a wonderful actor, William Brown, who plays this inmate that we're watching for most of the time in this cell. I gather from your notes for the series that he actually had some firsthand experience with that. I wonder how that informed or made easier or more difficult those scenes to shoot.
It certainly informed the filmmaking process, and we definitely knew early on, Ramon and I are both fans of the neorealist movement of classic cinema, and we knew that that was the approach we wanted to take with this series, was to have a cinema verite style, to utilize individuals who had lived experiences and knew those experiences and not necessarily professional actors. William had some acting experience, actually, from his time in prison. There was an arts and corrections theater program that he participated in, so that was his first acting. And when we were casting, we reached out to organizations that did theater programs with people who had been formerly incarcerated. And the Poetic Justice Project is in Central California, and we called their director, and she immediately said, William Brown, and we didn't even do a casting session for anyone else. So this is our other joke. Not only are we only going to make films in a box, we're just never going to have to do far-reaching casting, because with Smuggled, we saw 7 children to get our one bilingual talented actor, which is so rare. Usually you see thousands of kids when you're casting a child. And now with our new project, we saw one person, but he was the person. And we didn't know when we auditioned him that he had experience in solitary confinement. We just knew he had experience behind bars. But then we learned that he had also experienced solitary confinement. And certainly it was an advantage on set. Certainly there were struggles, too, with someone that had never done on-camera acting. But I think the greatest advantage was that his whole physiology changed when he stepped inside that cell. It wasn't that he had to conjure up. It was that his body literally just reacted, without him even thinking about it, to the act of being placed inside that confinement again. And he shared with us, I never thought I would voluntarily walk onto the grounds of a prison again and let someone put me in this situation. But, of course, for this purpose, he was, he would do so. But definitely just seeing physiologically the changes that happened when he just went in the cell is something that I think even a very, very talented professional actor would be hard-pressed to do.
So your choice to investigate this subject through a narrative interpretation, this is not a documentary. This is a scripted, if you will, webisode, but obviously one that hews very closely to reality, as you pointed out, the cinema verite aspects of it and the use of an actual actor who was previously incarcerated. Where do you hope to go with this series? You've done a pilot now. You've got 15 minutes that can be viewed for free at your website, thewholeseries.com, and that's whole with a W, W-H-O-L-E. So what comes next for you in this series?
In the series, we want to continue to shed light on Marcus, who is our lead, but we also want to scope out. So the goal for us particularly since mass incarceration is such a major issue in the U.S. As I mentioned before, we incarcerate more people than any other nation. 2.7 million children have a parent that is incarcerated. So this has a huge effect on our entire society. And the ultimate goal with the whole and why it is WHOLE is that it's not just about solitary confinement. It is about mass incarceration. It is about our criminal justice system. And as the series evolves, we want to touch on other issues that have created this reality that we're currently in, where so many people are incarcerated or have been incarcerated. So we always liken it to The Wire, the way each season explored the war on drugs through a different angle. That's our hope with The Whole, is that every season we're going to focus on a different aspect of our criminal justice system to really shed light on all of it and be a part of moving forward positive changes to this system.
So the ripple effect, maybe explore the families and how they're impacted, maybe the jailers as well, the keepers of these inmates.
Exactly. That's a very important thing I'm glad you brought up. We want to also humanize correctional officers. We've seen so often in prison drama media that it's an us-them, and every correctional officer is painted as bad, or every prisoner is painted as bad. There's not a complexity. There's not nuances. And what we're really learning is everyone has a positive intent. There is a system that is set up in a way that's very damaging, though, for all involved. We've spoken with correctional officers. It's damaging for them in many ways. It's a very violent system currently that hurts a lot of people and that has a lot of effects on people. And the idea that someone is just pure evil on any side of it, a correctional officer, a warden, a person that's in jail or in prison, we're really seeing that's not true. It's easy to want it to be true, but that's not true. And we really believe to properly and have a restorative justice system that we all benefit from, we have to be realistic about that. We have to explore it in a very complex way to really understand what's happening.
The series is off to a good start. TheWholeSeries.com with a W. I should mention that there is an El Paso connection here. Maggie Johnson, a hardworking El Pasoan, is doing some social media and communications work for you to help connect more viewers. Jennifer Fisher, I want to thank you so much for talking with us today.
Thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate it.
My guest today has been Jennifer Fisher, partner at the LA-based Think 10 Media Group and producer of the web series The Whole, W-H-O-L-E. You can watch the pilot episode of The Whole at thewholeseries.com. You can also be an active financial participant in the series through the ongoing crowdfunding initiative at seekandspark.com. On Film's producer is Norma Martinez. An archive of past programs is available on this station's website at ktep.org. I'm Charles Horak. Thank you for listening to On Film.